This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 26th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More severe persecution coming against the Nigerian church. On July 5th, Muslim militants shot and killed Pastor Daniel Umaru with the Church of the Brethren, as well as his two sons, Kefri and Faye. The murders occurred in northern Adamawa State in the early hours of the morning, reports Morning Star News. As of 2010, Nigeria, Africa has the second most Protestant Christians in the world at 60 million, second only to the United States. China came in third with 58 million professing Protestants. Persecution has been on the rise for all three of these countries over the last 10 years. Speaking of China, seven leaders from a Chinese house church called the Golden Lampstand Church in Shaanxi are still awaiting trial after they were arrested in August of last year, reports International Christian Concern. Reportedly, one sister in Christ, Yang Rangli, has not received proper meals. Her family cannot visit her, and she has been denied treatment for her diabetes. According to China Aid, the church's refusal to register and join the Chinese state-vetted church has allowed for easy targeting by the government. The church has been under attack since 2009, when officials raided the church and beat Christians inside the church's gospel shoe factory. Despite the church's demolition in 2018 by the Chinese communists, members continue to gather for worship services. Here's an encouragement for all Christians living under persecution. 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7 says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while. If need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." As of this date, only 8 Republican senators are willing to take a stand on God-ordained marriage of one man and one woman. 37 are, quote, unresponsive, end quote, or, quote, undecided, end quote, on the matter. The Family Research Council is following the ill-named Respect for Marriage Act, now before the U.S. Senate. Last Tuesday, the Democrat-controlled U.S. House voted to redefine marriage in support of the U.S. Supreme Court Obergefell ruling of 2015 with the help of 47 Republicans. Now it appears Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York may have the 10 Republican votes necessary to pass it through the Senate. So far, he has 5. Susan Collins of Maine, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, and Rob Portman of Ohio. For the record, the 8 Republican senators willing to take a stand against the homosexual zeitgeist were Senators Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, John Cornyn of Texas, Ted Cruz of Texas, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Josh Hawley of Missouri, Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, James Lankford of Oklahoma, Marco Rubio of Florida, and Roger Wicker of Mississippi. Family Research Council Action is urging that Christians contact their 2 U.S. senators, particularly those who may be waffling on the issue. Thus far, 49,524 concerned Christians have taken action. You can do so as well through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Listen to what President Joe Biden told the nation Monday, according to Fox Business.
"I don't think we're going to, God willing, I don't think we're going to see a recession.
God is in control of the economy, as well as everything else. This Thursday, we should get the first insight into second quarter gross domestic product results. Historically, 2 consecutive quarters of negative GDP numbers indicate a recession. Also, the Federal Reserve Board meets again tomorrow, and expectations are high for another 75 basis point interest rate hike to counter soaring inflation numbers, reports Bloomberg. Redfin reports that home buyer competition has dropped to its lowest level in 2 years, about where it was in May 2020. Also, the most significant decrease in home prices are appearing in Boise, Idaho, Denver, Colorado, Salt Lake City, Utah, Tacoma, Washington, Sacramento, California, Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. The median asking price of newly listed homes dropped by 2.8% from an all-time high set on May 22nd, now averaging $397,475. Psalm 14, verse 1 declares that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So, why has the U.S. president and his staff committed $500,000 of taxpayer money to evangelize for the cause of atheism, primarily in Muslim countries? According to the Morocco World News, 15 GOP members of Congress have submitted a protest letter to President Biden. Their chief concern is a grant program made out to, quote, organizations committed to the practice and spread of atheism and humanism, namely in South Central Asia and in the Middle East, North Africa, end quote. The protest letter was published by justthenews.com. And finally, Kentucky Circuit Court Judge Mitch Perry has blocked Kentucky's abortion ban. In his 20-page ruling, Perry argued that the position that life begins at conception is a, quote, distinctively Christian and Catholic belief, end quote. He said the legislature may not, in his opinion, quote, single out and endorse the doctrine of a favored faith, end quote. He makes those references on pages 15 and 16 of the court decision. A recent survey of 5,577 biologists conducted for a University of Chicago PhD dissertation found that 96% affirmed the view that human life begins at conception, reports Quillette. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 26th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.